We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Valentine's Day, Whitesnake is your artist of the day. Steve Vai on lead guitar. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Quick reminder, and thank you, by the way, to Conrad's and the staff out there. They were fantastic. Up in Liberty. It's a great place if you ever get a chance to stop by. But we're on to the next one. We will be at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph a week from tomorrow. Next Friday, we will be doing Festivus Friday at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph.
Know the old Buy Me Some Peanuts and Cracker Jack song?
Yes.
Baseball park?
Yes.
Apparently, you're not going to be able to buy the peanuts any longer.
Don't you even tell me.
A minor league ballpark in Connecticut says they are not going to be selling shelled peanuts and Cracker Jacks any longer to make it safer for people with nut allergies.
I knew it!
The idea to go peanut-free arose after a series of meetings with concerned parents of young fans with nut allergies.
Dana?
What are they going to sing when they sing that song now, pray tell?
I don't know.
Buy me some...
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs and beer?
Cracker... No, they can't sell Cracker Jacks either because they have nuts in
right.
them. Buy me some
hot dogs and
expensive beers. Because you got to get the number of vowels in there.
Yeah. Cracker Jack's expensive. Yeah, we're that short.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's one more vowel in what I just offered, but okay, here we go. Buy me some hot dogs and jacked up prices beers.
Great. That's great.
All right. Did you see the K-State basketball game last night? This is not the first time I've seen it. There's a new somebody who's been sitting, and I love the Texas Longhorns.
Okay.
I like to cheer on the Texas Longhorns when I get a chance, having lived in Texas for so long. K-State played Texas last night, but I am not going to be a fan of Texas so long as this is going on. They have a new certain somebody on their bench. And this certain somebody on the Texas Longhorns basketball bench is also invited to give like talks to the team during their timeout huddles.
Mm-hmm.
It's none other than Matthew McConaughey.
You said it wrong.
All right. No, Matthew McConaughey.
No, it's McConaughey.
I'm sorry. Matthew McConaughey. We first noticed him a couple of weeks ago.
You can't miss him because he's wearing a flaming orange
custom cut
suit.
Three-piece, by the way.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Three-piece custom orange, burnt orange suit. And he has been seen on more than one occasion getting into the huddles with the team almost like he's a member of the team. In fact, the University of Texas has gone so far as to declare him their Minister of Culture.
What does that even mean?
I don't even think he knows what it means.
The Minister of Culture.
Now, you can make fun of him, but...
He's a dork.
Oh, my gosh. I would... There are women listening who would love to prove you wrong.
You know he doesn't use deodorant.
I don't care.
Okay. He thinks deodorant is some sort of poison.
He has helped this university raise, they're trying to raise a mind-blowing amount of money.
$330 million.
For a new arena or whatever.
Yeah.
So
It's the University of Texas. They don't need help.
I know. His star power brings in interest, which brings in... I bet you never knew 20 years ago where Ashley Judd went to college, but Kentucky. You know now because she's always sitting in the stands.
She's not in the huddle. It's a little weird that Matthew McConaughey is in the huddle with the team giving them a pep talk before they head back out on the court. I don't remember what his number was when he played for the University of Texas Longhorns. Rod, do you remember what Matthew McConaughey's number was when he was on the basketball team? Was he 50?
I never heard that he was.
Because he wasn't.
Rob Riggle goes to all the basketball games. You see Rob him at
Riggle,
KU.
Rob Riggle doesn't say, hey, Bill, move over. Let me get in here.
Get out of my way, self!
Not you, fat Jesus. Move. Can you imagine if Rob Riggle was on ESPN butting in to go, Bill, get Bill.
I think they want...
Guys, listen, man.
Matthew McConaughey to butt in. I don't think they mind that he's in the huddle.
We're not doing the double
wide. I mean, would you mind, Kara? Be honest.
We're not doing the double wide trap. Well,
I'm going to need you to bring it in. Closer.
Yeah. Closer.
Closer.
Keep coming.
Really? Is he like a vow breaker for you?
Oh, he's pretty cute.
Now, if this was at the women's basketball game, fine.
Why?
Because he's Matthew McConaughey, and the women might want him in the huddle.
Maybe the guys want him in the huddle. You don't know.
You watch your mouth.
I think it's awesome.
I just don't know why he's the minister of culture.
That's the best part.
That's
care.
Hilarious.
I mean, like, if we were ever to get an interview with Matthew McConaughey, do I have to call him Mr. Minister?
Yes.
I think so.
No,
or do you call him Minister?
It would be Minister
McConaughey. Minister McConaughey, yeah. Sir.
Culture Minister. That's what you would have to call him. Mr. Cultural Minister.
Minister of Culture, Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, that's what you would call him.
Give me a break.
The orange suit's really atrocious.
It's like really bad.
See, now, I'm going to total. Now, this is the only part. Well, I'm going to disagree.
You like it?
Burnt orange is my second favorite color.
It's better.
I love
it's orange.
I love burnt orange.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know if it was because when I was in middle school, I played for the football team and our colors were burnt orange. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I love burnt orange.
Huh.
Well, when you and Kelly get married, tell her you want to wear Matthew McConaughey suit.
I don't think I'll fit in that. He's a lot hotter than I am.
All right, I love that story, but not as much as I love this story out of Olathe. Did you hear what these three little boys did at Olathe Middle School? They,
no.
Oh my goodness, we have to post this because it almost made me cry. There's an eighth grader named Tristan Valentine, a seventh grader named Cayenne Rice, and a sixth grader named Lincoln Holmes. They all pitched in, these three boys, hundreds of dollars, and bought flowers for all 270 girls and 70 female staff members
at
Summit Trail Middle School. Look at them. Look at them smiling. They passed them out
Hello.
To all of the ladies. Now look up here.
Aww.
Everyone got into the gym or commons area with their flower, and they took a huge school group photo.
That's great.
Every girl got a flower Valentine's Day. Is that not the sweetest thing ever?
I'm going to show you a picture that's going to make you cry.
This made me cry. I think it's so sweet. And all the girls, look at these girls just beaming ear to ear that they all got a flower. Scott, look.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's so good. I just love that good news.
So, you know, there's this NFL football player who has one hand. He plays for the Seattle Seahawks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? I'll show you the video.
I know what you're going to say.
Have you seen this video?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
I saw the still photo. I have not seen the video.
There is, you know, his name is Shaquem Griffin, and he was born, I think, with only one arm, or one hand, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And he went to this hospital, and there's this two-year-old boy there who was also born with only one hand. I'm just going to show you the video. So the two-year-old boy, okay, you see?
Yeah.
And here's this nice young man kneeling down next to him. okay,
mm-hmm.
who is just shaking his hand, yeah. saying, hey, how you doing? Look what happens behind him.
Oh, there's the NFL player.
Mm-hmm. He's like, come here, man. And the kid goes over to him. And they have a moment because...
Yeah. Getting you in the feels, isn't it?
Dang it. Not on Valentine's Day, man. This wonderful human being that is this NFL football player gets down on his knees so he's on the same level as this kid.
And he picks him up. Oh, he's picking him up.
Son of a bee sting. Who peeled an onion in here? I don't like that.
Oh, you guys... it's so sweet.
Isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, that's great.
And then they do a high five. Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
There's the still photo I saw. And that little buddy is looking up into his eyes like, wow. I'm not sure who you are, but you look just like me, and I think that's awesome.
Kara Markser, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Assman on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. And let's be honest, they were embarrassed with their smile. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with a grandchild. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. The best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Go to kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart.
In excess. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided.
They could never tear us apart.
And they could never tear us apart.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Story from the Kansas City Star. For 5 years, Stevie Kucharski-Berger, that's her last name, Kucharski-Berger, fed her dog Theo a potato and duck pet food prescribed by her vet. Now the Olathe woman is suing the Topeka-based Hills Pet Nutrition, Inc. over what her attorneys are calling a fake pharmacy approach to overcharging consumers for ordinary goods. Kucharski-Berger filed the lawsuit in Johnson County District Court this week and seeks class action status to represent all Kansas consumers in her situation. According to the complaint, none of the food has been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. Quoting here from Michael Kelly, a California attorney who is involved in the lawsuit, it's best described as a fake pharmacy, this notion of prescription pet food, which they have not had certified as drugs by the FDA.
Now, here's what's interesting. And if you shell out thousands of dollars for high-end, quote, prescription pet food, we want to hear from you, and here's why. There is an RX symbol that appears on Hill's prescription diet pet foods. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Prescription diet pet foods. When you hear the word prescription, what do you think, Scott?
Going to the pharmacy and pharmacy, picking up some drugs.
Medicine.
Yeah.
There is an RX symbol on this food. Here's the problem with that. According to this lawsuit, there's no regulation or medication in this product. But guess how much more it costs you to buy it? And so it will be interesting to see which way this case falls. Because when you see RX, that is a universal symbol for medicine, prescription, RX. Now, is it prescription if your veterinarian, quote, prescribes it? Or does the word prescription in and of itself denote medication? Because to me, it does.
576-7798. By the way, the lawsuit says that Hills, that's the Topeka-based company that they're suing, sells a prescription urinary care cat food for $5.62 a pound and a non-prescription urinary hairball control for $3.51 a pound. None of the differences in their ingredients involve drugs or justify the price, says the
lawsuit.
None
of the differences, according to the lawsuit, involve drugs. And they're putting Correct. An RX and they're calling this prescription. You can't do that. How is that not false? It is at the very least grossly misleading advertising. I think it's false advertising.
And so what do you do?
Well, if you are paying $44 for 12 cans of this, really?
Let me ask you a question. As a consumer...
That's more expensive than any people food you would buy. How many cans of tuna could you get for $44?
But as a consumer, 40? As a consumer, do you not have the obligation to do a little bit of your own
no.
research?
Okay. No.
Okay.
That law is very clear. If you're saying something is in your product and it is not in your product, that's on the company.
But
not on the consumer.
How many times have you heard a commercial on this radio station or on television where they end with, by the way, this product has not been approved or endorsed by the FDA.
So you can say there is no better dog food out there. That's legal. Remember this class in college? There is no better pet food out there. That is a perfectly legal statement because that is an opinion. You start throwing around words like prescription and RX on your labeling. That is not an opinion. You are saying this is medicine. That's a no-no.
Okay. 576-7798. Let us get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
Capitol Hill gearing up for a legal fight over border security. That's next.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. You know why? They are still offering an incredible deal that is going to save you a lot of money. Look, we all know tax season is here. We don't like paying taxes. I certainly don't. You go to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now, you don't have to pay sales tax on any new car or any used car. Doesn't matter. New or used, they will pay your sales tax for you. That could mean a ton of money in savings. You know, if you want something a little more affordable, like we did for our daughter, maybe you have a teenage driver, a brand new driver, go out to Volkswagen of Lee Summit. Check out all of their amazing used cars that your kid will love. Hers even came with heated seats. And they will pay your sales tax for you on that car. Then think of all the money you're going to save if you're looking new. For the 2018s, the brand new 2019s, they will pay your sales tax for you. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. It is off of I-470 and Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online. VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marxer. If President Trump, as promised, declares a national emergency to get money for his border wall, he'll likely trigger a fight in the courts.
The 1976 National Emergencies Act lets the president declare one for just about anything, but it also lets Congress override that declaration with majority votes in the House and Senate. That will likely happen in the democratically controlled House, but not clear if Republicans would also block him, although many in the party, including leader Mitch McConnell, have warned the president not to do it, saying Democrats could do the same if they take the White House with money for climate change or gun control. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A small airplane splashing down in the Mississippi River near the Arch in St. Louis sent off a brief panic today, but it turned out it was just the manufacturer showing off its capabilities. The same plane caused a big commotion Wednesday, and it made a return river landing today, again prompting 911 calls and a fire department response. Though unusual, the landings do appear to be legal. Traffic and weather together next.
A great shave and an unbelievably fair price. That's what you will get and always get with Harry's.com. How do I know? Because I use Harry's.com. Join the 10 million men and me who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the code word PARKS at Harry's.com. You know, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned, They bought their own factory in Germany and created the greatest razor on this planet. If you don't love your shave for whatever reason, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code word PARKS at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the promo code PARKS at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code word PARKS at checkout and claim your offer. Make sure you let them know Scott Parks sent you and help support the show. That's harrys.com.
Winter weather advisory is posted from 7 a.m. tomorrow until about midnight on Saturday morning. Periods of snow starting light right after the mid part of the morning drive through midday and then continuing through the evening rush hour as well. That'll slow you down. I think anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow because it is a prolonged snow event per se since it's going to be several hours off and on. By the way, before all this happens tonight, looks cloudy but turning colder, setting the stage for that storm system. 30s will turn to 24 by midnight, end up at 14 in the morning, and Friday's high temperature only recovers to near 20 degrees, feeling like the teens for wind chills. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Right now we're looking at 31 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till
let's get to the phones. Randy in Overland Park. Randy, hello, my friend.
Hi, Randy.
How you doing?
Good.
Doing well, man. Thanks.
Okay. Where's it? I think if they don't write a prescription, I think it's a recommendation, and that would be a difference.
But they're calling it a prescription.
Yeah, but if you go to see the doctor and the doctor says, "Hey, I would recommend this," is that a prescription? No, to us it's not. It has to be handwritten for it to be a prescription. In my opinion, I could be wrong, but. You know, what do you guys think?
I think they are in violation of a regulation, probably an FDA regulation, and here's why. It's the use of the letters RX. RX, there's nothing else that can mean. RX means a medical prescription, period. That's not what this is. You cannot advertise something selling it as A when it's really B.
I understand, but can you, and I use air quotes here, prescribe medication or food for a dog? So let me.
The vet has to prescribe medication.
You don't have to have a prescription to buy it.
In some cases, you can go.
I have never in my life been in a pet place, you know, whether it's PetSmart or there's this expensive dog food place on Johnson Drive where you have to go up to the counter and hand them a piece of paper. Then they go into the back and they bring out prescription dog food.
No, but you can only buy it from a registered licensed veterinarian.
But let me,
you can't just go to here. Let me just real quick. Okay. You can't just go to Price Chopper and buy veterinary grade drugs for your dog. It doesn't exist.
We're not talking about drugs. We're talking about food.
Correct.
And that's the key. What we're talking about is, and again, I use air quotes, prescription dog food. So you go to the vet, okay? Follow me here, and then we can argue about it on the other side.
Okay.
You go to the vet, and the vet says, Dana, I really want you to put Tank on Supermax dog food.
Right.
It's a prescription kind of dog food, but you can get it over there at that expensive place on Johnson Drive. So you start going, you leave work every night and you go over there and you get the expensive dog food on Johnson Drive. You don't have a prescription for it. How is that any different when the doctor said,
because
let me finish my point.
Suggesting this is medicine.
No. Let me finish my point. How is it any different if they say, Tank is overweight and he's going to die of cardiac disease if you don't get him on this food that you can buy on Johnson Drive? How is that any different than your doctor at your annual physical saying, Scott, you're overweight. And I'm telling you right now, I'm putting you on a statin. You're on high blood pressure medication as it is. You need to start going to the Hy-Vee in Mission and eating a salad every day. And don't get the really good ranch dressing. I want you to use the expensive salad bar instead of eating a sandwich every day.
Because the salad bar does not come with the letters RX on it. The salad bar is not saying to you, this is medicine. And because it's medicine, here's where the difference comes in.
It's not medicine.
Because it's medicine and we're selling it with an RX.
Medicine.
And we're selling it with an RX, we're going to double the price. And all of these people are going
to
pay it.
Well, you know what? There are plenty of things you can go to at the store that tell you this is better for you. This is going to make you better. This is going to make you thinner. This is going to give you more energy.
You know that there is a very fine line about a statement in advertising of fact and a statement of opinion. If this dog food had said, preferred by 7 out of 10 vets, and you won't find a better dog food around, that's legal. That is an opinion.
But how do they know I can't find a better dog food?
That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is this is prescription dog food. They're labeling it RX. They're gouging you with their price point.
No, they're not gouging you because you're willingly paying it.
But what if you're willingly paying it because you think there's a difference and there's no... What this lawsuit is saying is
that there's no difference. Right. I get that part, Dana. But what I'm saying is what they're doing is they're playing on your love for your animal and your stupidity, quite frankly.
If they weren't upcharging for the RX, quote, prescription food, I don't know that this would be an issue.
It's
the fact that it's more expensive and people are paying the
difference. If you don't realize that a food is not a drug and you think that somehow by putting RX on a bag of dog food that your dog is somehow getting some sort of pharmaceutical benefit from that, then maybe you're too dumb to breathe, quite frankly.
Well, but there are certain things where you can say buyer beware, and I will agree with you.
Yes.
There are other things, and that's why we have FDA regulations, where you make a statement that if you take this pill, you will lose 40 pounds. You can't say that.
But what I'm getting at, Dana, is does the FDA go to pet food? We're talking about the Food and Drug Administration, run by the federal government, run by humans to protect humans. Does dog food qualify under the FDA?
If you're calling it something that it isn't, I think that it does.
What if you say, this is the best hamster food on the planet? How would you know? Are you a hamster?
You have to turn it around and say, you will find nothing better than this.
How do you know I can't find
still
anything
an
better?
That's a protected opinion.
Bill in Overland Park. Hello, Bill.
Good afternoon. Love you guys. I'm going to try to see if I can help you out here.
Okay.
I am an actual experience what you're talking about.
Okay.
My dog was in terrible pain, couldn't eat, multiple vet appointments, multiple attempts, tests, everything. The last doctor said, before we cut your dog open and start doing surgery, this is what I would like you to do. I would like you to try this particular prescription dog food, and I'm not going to tell you the brand.
Okay.
And let's try that. My dog lived for another 9 years. So what I'm trying to point out here is that whether it's $4 a can or $8 a can, if it helped your dog live a better, healthier life.
Yes.
What difference does it make?
Because, Bill, if the manufacturer had said, just like you did, you should be in advertising. If the manufacturer had said, this helps, can help your dog live a longer, healthier life, can, they would be fine. I think it's the use of the words prescription and RX that crosses a line. If there is no difference in between this food and the other food, and they're charging double for it, I don't think they're legally allowed to do it. I just think no one's challenged it up to this point.
Well, wait a minute. There is a difference, and I don't have a computer in front of me because I can't look at the car and drive at the same time. But if you look up the word prescription, prescription is a derivative of the word prescribed,
yes,
which just means something that was recommended by somebody of authority or somebody that you took, you're taking whatever from, doesn't say anything in the word prescribed about being a pharmaceutical drug. And then second of all, that particular food that they were recommending, which was the duck and the potato, what they're doing with this particular dog food and others like it is they are specifying a particular protein and only that protein so that they can try and isolate whether that protein has the same effect. So what you will find, most dog foods don't have duck or venison or these other proteins in them. They have chicken and beef and other
right.
things in them. And so they are unique and different.
Okay, okay. And Bill, thank you for the call. If they said on this can, contains this protein, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. You can say that. This contains this protein that is better for a dog's longevity and health. Totally fine.
Somebody writes in, you have to have a prescription to buy Science Diet dog food. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought Science Diet before.
The definition of prescription, an instruction written by a medical practitioner that authorizes a patient to be provided a medicine or treatment.
Again, you're confusing human with animal, human with dog.
When this goes to court, they are going to be shredding the word prescription and definition to bits.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to figure out how do you define prescription?
Yeah.
And to me, it's the every man's common sense. When you put this in front of a jury,
right.
What is the everyday man common sense understanding of prescription and RX? And you put 12 people in that box, what are they going to say, Scott? They're not going to say, well, it had a protein in it and it's not just chicken. That's not what 12 people are going to say. And you know it. They're going to say it means medicine.
Well, no, I think you're going to get a jury that is likely going to side with the plaintiffs. And I don't know why. Listen, I love my dog.
Just stop calling it a prescription.
Stop confusing a human with a dog. 576-7798. Doris, Sherry, Sean, and the others, hang tight. We'll be with all of you in just a moment. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for Seal Once KC. I promise you, better weather at some point has to come to Kansas City. And at Seal Once KC, they are already booking jobs for March. It has been so cold and so snowy that they've been doing a lot of inside work, garage floors, basement floors. But they are already booking for March for all of those important outdoor areas around your house. So your deck, your driveway, your patio, your expensive privacy fence, all of that stuff. Seal Once KC will come out and permanently protect and beautify those areas. Let their experienced team come out. They'll clean and seal any of it. Comes with a 25-year warranty against deterioration. But get on it now. They are already booking for March. 816-942-3927 is the number to call. Seal it and forget it. Call 816-942-3927. Mention Dana for 20% off. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
Nah, this is romantic.
She ain't that sweet. What else some funky lemonades you got growing, baby?
Let's go to Sherry.
Can I clarify one thing?
Before we get to Sherry.
I asked Libby, you know, my college roommate, Dr. Libby.
Who's a veterinarian.
Who's a veterinarian. And she said it is not the FDA. Just to clarify, it is the USDA. Okay.
All right.
She said the USDA does regulate advertising in pet stuff. And those were my words. And it is highly, tightly regulated.
Huh.
It has to be a therapeutic diet and has to be by prescription. It is very specific labeling. They are labeled prescription because they require a script. And then I showed her the can of the Hills stuff that is at the center of this lawsuit, which I believe you can buy on Amazon. And she said you should not be able to buy real prescription food on Amazon. You have to have a prescription per the manufacturer and the USDA.
But the question I think that you've pointed out, Dana, is where does the RX come into all of this?
Well,
does that mean it is better for you, or does it mean that there is some sort of medicine in it? Or does everybody and anybody, when it comes to dog food,
just throw whatever label you want on it, have
the right to throw RX on something? Sherry in Paola. Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so my dog eats this massively expensive dog food because he has an extremely sensitive stomach. And after a $2,500 vet bill about 3 years ago, we finally decided that this is what he can eat. He cannot eat certain foods. So, yes, I do have it. I have the can. I was listening to your show on my way home, so I grabbed the can out of the refrigerator and I'm looking at it.
Where do you buy it, Sherry?
I have to buy it from the veterinarian.
Yeah.
I can't buy this anywhere else. And, in fact, the one I work by is where I typically buy it, but I have another one, the veterinarian in the area I live in. And if I went to purchase it from them, I had to call my veterinarian and have him phone that prescription
right in
over to the other veterinarian. Now, I'm not seeing RX on the can.
Well, but it's the one that they're selling on Amazon that's at the center of this lawsuit that says RX on it. But to me, if yours is prescribed, Sherry, you can only buy it from a veterinarian, then they can put prescription on that can.
Yeah,
That is a fact.
Right. They have prescription diet on here. But I don't like the fact that I have to have a veterinarian call it in to another veterinarian,
right,
you know, when my dog has to eat this specific dog food to keep him from throwing up all over my house.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll be curious to see how this plays out because this is expensive dog food. I mean, he goes through a case every 2 weeks, and he's just a little guy. He only weighs 10 pounds. So, you know, it's costing me probably about $130 a month in dog food.
Wow. Mm. Sherry, thank you for the call.
Sean in Olathe. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, so I have 2 points for you, both which I think the defense for this is going to win.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. RX, what does that mean?
It's Latin.
Latin derivative.
Yes.
So Latin derivative, which means take thou. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it means to take. So a DVM, doctor of veterinary medicine, can prescribe take this medication. Now, if I'm a defense attorney, I'm going to say to take means, hey, a doctor told me to take this. That must mean RX. That's all the defense has to argue. Okay?
Okay, but Sean, you put 12 people, 12 average, normal people who did not take Latin in college, and you sit them in that jury box, and a defense attorney says, well, RX means to take. That doesn't mean prescription. Those 12 people are going to tell you are full of baloney, because for 99.9% of people out there listening, RX means drugs.
But that's why you have the – but hang on, Sean, and then you're welcome to weigh in. That's why you have the trial, so the defense can say to the jury, listen, we have broken no law because – and I just looked it up, Sean, you're absolutely right. It means take thou. That is what RX stands for in Latin. And a defense lawyer could easily get up there and say, we've broken no law.
Yeah. Take thyself to Amazon.
Take thyself to Amazon and get your dog.
$45 for your dog food. That's what we meant.
What you need to do is take thyself to Google and do some research. Go ahead, Sean.
Right. Go ahead.
So my second point is, Dana, you relate RX to medication.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to have a prescription or an RX to go to a physical therapist?
I don't believe so.
Yes, you do.
For PT?
Yes.
You have to have a referral from your doctor.
Okay.
Yes. You have to have a prescription for certain things. Do you have to have a prescription for wheelchair? No. Are they prescribed? Yes.
Oh.
But someone decides
You're
those things.
You're cutting out,
brother. So you have to have a prescription for that. You don't have to have a prescription to go to a massage therapist or an acupuncturist. Someone has decided along the way that these are the rules, And this is the regulatory agency, and these are the rules under which you can sell these products. This is going to be a fascinating case.
Yeah, it will be, and I'll be interested to see what the verdict is. I just think we all need to step back from the ledge here. We're talking, and nobody loves their dog more than I do. We're talking about dogs. We're not talking about drugs for humans, and we're also talking about food, not really medication.
Correct.
And that is, you know, and to Sean's point, and he's right, and I looked it up. RX is Latin for take thou. Now, you're right, Dana, in this regard.
If I say RX to you, what is the, like, word association, what do you think that means?
Medicine.
Thank you.
You think
that's why this company is going to lose in court.
Well, I understand that until or unless the defense gets up there and maybe gets the opportunity to argue that what you consider to be RX, prescription medication, mm-hmm. is wrong.
We just meant take it.
Take it
home to your dog.
Your understanding of this word is wrong.
But it's the universal common understanding of that word.
And I understand that. But you are universally allowed to be wrong, I would argue, as a defense lawyer. You're allowed to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And RX does not necessarily mean prescription medication. And if it does, it means prescription medication for humans. Not for, God, I should have been a lawyer.
You should have been.
Good facts. Night, I can argue this stuff. Facts.
You would lose. I understand your
yeah,
argument.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
It's
I'd be rich.
It's the only argument you have, but I think you would lose.
I'd be rich.
You have to wear a suit, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do that. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I lost my tie. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Caremark's.
Happening now on KMBZ. Kansas City's about to get another blast from Old Man Winter. More next.
Boy, do we have exciting news. Nebraska Furniture Mart's President's Holiday Event is here. They have incredible deals throughout the store. If you're looking to make some upgrades around your home like me, then check out the great deals right now at the Mart. 11% instant rebate off the already low Mart price. You're going to find that on the Mart's huge selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, flooring. You will find red-hot deals on all of those things. Shop with special 2021 financing store-wide on purchases $499 or more. See the store or nfm.com for all of those details. Save time with some help from the Mart's knowledgeable sales staff. They'll quickly help you find what you need. And talk about convenience. You know most items are available for immediate pickup or quick delivery. Shop nfm.com anytime and order online with same-day drive-through pickup. Do not miss the President's Holiday Savings Celebration. It's going on now at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.